Walker told reporters in Milwaukee this week that he was looking at a range of options for dealing with unions, from decertifying them to passing laws that would take away their right to bargain. Incoming Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca of Kenosha questioned not only the wisdom of such a move, but the timing.
Because, you know, we went through a one-year-long grueling campaign where hundreds of speeches were given and dozens of forums and debates, and this never came up.
Walker's transition office says the governor-elect is only following through on campaign promises to force workers to contribute to their pensions and pay more for their health care. Barca concedes that Walker did indeed talk about those issues on the campaign, but he says this is much bigger.
To completely decertify unions is an entirely different kettle of fish. I mean, you're talking about taking it to an entirely new level. One is where you're negotiating to try and get a better deal for the taxpayer. The other is where you're just governing by edict and saying this is the way it is, and regardless of what you've given in the past, that will not even be taken into consideration.
Walker started sparring with state employee unions the week after the election, saying he wanted Governor Jim Doyle to stop negotiating their contracts until Walker was sworn in. Democratic lawmakers may yet return to the Capitol this year for a lame duck session to approve those deals. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.